A few years ago, my daughter and I read Judy Blume's coming-of-age book, Are You There, God? It's Me, Margaret, for a mother-daughter book club. Once one of my favorite books, I loved how I saw the story differently as an adult. At 12, I was simpatico with Margaret and her desire to understand the world. But 30 years later, I related more to her parents and their struggles to connect. Despite my new viewpoint, however, one thing hadn't changed since I first read the book, and that was how much I identified with Margaret's search for a religious identity. You see, religion was everywhere during my childhood, but church was not an important part of my upbringing. Don't get me wrong, I believed in a higher power, attended church some as a child, and was even baptized when I was 8. But after the age of 10, Sundays were usually a day for sleeping in, unless it was a holiday or we were visiting relatives. So to fulfill my need for faith, I occasionally attended churches with friends or extended family, and like Margaret, talked to God after everyone had gone to sleep. Now please don't think that my family members weren't believers. In fact, I was born into a vast lineage of beliefs extending from devoutly Southern Baptist and Catholic to intermittent Jehovah's Witness and everything in between. I have relatives who are, or have been, varying degrees of Baptist, Methodist, Muslim, New Age spiritualist, non-denominational, Pentecostal, and if the legend is true, one relative who may have belonged to a cult. Nevertheless, despite my family's multi-denominational history, I've always felt like an outsider when it came to faith. So in my 20s and 30s, I shunned church and began exploring religion on my own, reading books on Christianity and biblical history, as well as looking into Judaism, mythology, and non-Western religions. Recently, however, I've been thinking I might want more. A church. Perhaps it was the book or maturity, but I began looking at faith differently, not as something you're born into, but something you work toward. With that in mind, I approached my family's church search less like an emotional decision and more like a research project, compiling a list of churches and even creating a spreadsheet for each family member to score our experiences on several factors, such as the atmosphere, friendliness, and diversity of the congregation. In retrospect, maybe it was asking too much for the 6-year-old to measure diversity, but between you and me, he did have some wonderful insights on playgrounds and biblical coloring sheets. Since we began our church search, we've tried all kinds of places of worship, large and small, traditional and contemporary, and in a wide range of religions. Like Goldilocks, we've ruled out the ones that are too big or too small and too hard or soft, finding one that may be just right. This is a church that challenges, uplifts, and feels a little like home to my slightly quirky family. And in the end, isn't that what church should be? For Gen X, this is Jennifer Dennis-Smith.